Yeah, this morning, the special he did was that he had was right down the alley for the Gideons. That's the way we think, giving out the God's word around the world. God told us in Matthew 28, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Back in last fall in Brazil, they was handing out Bibles, and they had one guy that was really upset, and he was cussing them and doing everything in their language down there, and got mad and told them, basically in our language, "You need to take these things and just throw them away." So he grabbed his Bible and he threw it as hard as he could and went up over the roof. Well, a little bit later, here comes this man off the roof. He's got the Bible in his hand. He said, "This thing just hit me in the head." He said, "I was fixing to jump off the roof, commit suicide." And so he said, "I opened it up and found out that all I had to do is accept Jesus Christ as my Savior." And so in the back of the Testaments, it's got a plan of salvation, and that's what he opened up to. And accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Today I want to share a few testimonies with you and then tell you a little bit about what the Gideons are doing. 20 years, Michael was a dangerous criminal serving time in Belarus. During that time, he came to know Christ through a New Testament that a Gideon had given him. Another inmate, Alexander, he didn't believe Christ at all. He didn't even believe he existed, didn't believe nothing. But Michael's life, he was looking at it and he's trying to figure out, man, he really has changed. But he still didn't believe in the Word. He didn't believe in Jesus. So he prayed to God one day. He said, "God," well, Michael was fixing to get out of jail. And he says, "God," he said, "keep him here just one more day." Well, come time for Michael to get out, he went up to the office and the officer says, "You can't go until tomorrow because our paperwork isn't done." So they give him another day to talk to Alexander. Alexander accepted the Lord as his Lord and Savior that day. And a few years later, he finally told him what really had happened. He said, "I prayed to God he'd hold up your paperwork just one more day." He said, "I wanted to see if he was real." And so, nevertheless, he accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, and he had become a Christian, and he became busy in his church after that. So that's the way God works sometimes. You never know. And we talked about it a little bit at Sunday school, and one of the things about God's Word is you don't know who is watching you in your life. You don't know what witness you're putting out. You know, I'd been in the military for 20 years, and I have seen stuff come full circle where we had talked to people and meet them another base, and accepted Jesus somewhere along the way because of the seed that you had planted. So keep that in mind when you're doing your daily lives. Gideon's International Association of Christian Businessmen and Professional Men, founded in 1899, so that all people might get to know who Jesus Christ was. The mission of the Gideons is to win others to Jesus through handing out God's word and witnessing to the lost. The Gideons International is one of the most practical arms of the church today, handing out millions of scriptures in 99 languages. And you can share the gospel as never before because we have over 300,000 members of Gideons and auxiliaries in 11,500 camps throughout the world, ready to distribute God's word at about $1.25 per copy. Each Gideon member resides and does work of this ministry in his own country. Prepared by pastors like yours, Gideons know their areas of spiritual needs and unique opportunities for scripture distributions. I say that to say this. I asked your pastor today if there's any Gideons in this church, and he said he wasn't aware of any. I don't know if there is or not. But if you're interested in being a Gideon, make it known to your pastor you'd like to be. There are four camps in this area out here. There's a west, north, south, and Bibb Crawford. that you become a camp member. The camp member, if you were the camp member of this one right here, you'd probably be part of Bibb West, Bibb Crawford. And we go out and we hand out Bibles to the old folks' homes, the nursing homes. We put them in the motels, hotels. You all know that already. We give them to the jailhouse. We hand them out to the colleges. Auxiliary, was my wife is part of that. She's a chaplain on that side. They also hand them out, the women hand out all the little white Bibles you see, the little white testaments. That's the women's job to do. And they hand them out to the nurses and the first aid people. And then we have the blue one that the women hand out, light blue. That goes to everybody else that they come in contact with. And for the men folk, we got a brown one. You've probably seen those. We hand those out. And then for the school, we hand out the orange ones for the fifth graders. And then for the youth, you got the red ones. So various colors of different ones to hand out, plus a camouflage one for the military. This year, or this coming spring, 2015, we're going to be over 2 billion Bibles handed out from the time of inception of 1899. We've handed out 416 million in the United States by itself. We've handed out 796,000 throughout the world. Right now, China is accepting Bibles, I don't want to say through the back door, but they're accepting Bibles, them in India, at 1 million copies per month. And so it takes monies to do that. It takes monies to make that happen. Right now we have at the printers the ability to print another $10 million worth of Bibles, but there's not really the funds to do that at this time. So with China and India accepting Bibles as fast as they are, we have to keep them printed. We are now the third largest Christian country in the world as far as for witnessing. When you go to the United States, you start handing out Bibles, it's, I've already seen it, I don't need it. As soon as you step across the border, as soon as you step across the world, you hand them out and you got people just coming to you. They want to read God's word. They know what it is and they want it bad. Russia is also accepting Bibles about as fast as you can get them in over there. During the games, the Gideons handed out 460,000 during that period of time. So keep the Gideons in your prayers and know that we're actually doing something. Every dollar accepted from the churches here goes straight to the mission of handing out Bibles to various countries around the world. Of the ones handed out last year of 84 million, 13 million of those was handed out through the Gideon cards, on which you have some in the back. I've seen it when I come in. If you want to hand out one in memory of somebody, you can do it there. You can do it online. You can do it multiple different ways of getting that accomplished. Those cards also are special occasion cards. You can just hand them out, or you can also send them in for somebody, and they'll get a response back, and they'll see a Bible has been sent out in memory of them, or in loving memory, or in special occasion, or whatever. Their name will be on it when it goes out, wherever it goes in the world. 40 countries in the world have an annual income of less than $2,500 per person. Of that, the money's collected in churches like this here augment their funds to get Bibles into their land because they don't have enough money to get it there. And so it takes us to help make that happen. Also, we have a Gideon life book life book for the young kids, the teenagers. It's a little white book about so big. The pastor, I haven't talked to him about it. He may know it, but he will now. He can go online to www.thelifebook.com, and he can order 1,500 of these it's a Gospel of John, and it's got a lot of little writings in it from agnostics to Christians to people their age to people older than them in the margins, so it helps them through the problems of life. And they can take those to the schools, they can hand them out, they can do whatever they do as a witness to other folks, whether it be their cousin, their aunts, their uncles, or other kids, that whatever they can hand it to get God's word going. That'd be great. Right now, I was talking about the pastor saying about Bibb County, Bibb County schools. We, as Gideons, tried to get into this year. We was about 3 days off of it. We had already had the Bibles lined up. We was going to send them out in the 32, I think it's 32 schools in Bibb County. We was going to do it in 3 days. Just before we got ready to go, they said, no, you can't. You're the guy in charge of school, Smith, he was going to go for it. He's a Christian man. And then they got to reading. Somebody got to reading. Probably their lawyers got to reading their charter. In their charter is where you guys come in. In the charter, it says that they are not allowed to hand out any, whether it's Christian or any other literatures that is not school-related, they can't hand it out. Even though there's Christians on the board, they can't do it because their hands are tied. They're asking for pastors now to help them in their schools, but they can't because the charter says you can't. So it's going to be up to you guys and your friends and people in Bibb County to try to get that charter changed where it, in fact, can be done. Right now, it can't be done. So keep that in mind when you're voting. Keep that in mind when you go to these school board meetings and things to see what you can do with that. Regardless of what gift you give today, whether it be $1, $5, $50, $100, we pray that God will continue to bless you in this church as you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. He's an awesome God. And today, if you didn't feel the Spirit in here, then you're dead. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. It's been wonderful. We covered your prayers. For an investment of $1.25, you can invest in a testament. Or $125 will get you a case of 100 of them. Gideon cards are free, but the only thing required in there is enough to cover the cost of a Bible, which is $5. If you go buy a card in the store into anything other than Dollar General, you're going to spend $3, $4, $5 for a card anyway. So you can get a nice card, you can put it in there and send it off. Also have a brochure back there. I got one here somewhere. I got one in the back. If you don't have any monies today, you can do it in a credit card. You can send it in. Nobody sees your stuff other than the financial people. I got one more testimony. We're running a little bit late this morning, but he said that's okay. If you have to leave, that's the way it goes sometimes. I got one about a coal miner's daughter, which I thought was very nice. It was just to see how God works when you don't know. The Gideons were passing out testaments at a school in Kentucky one day, and a little girl named Janie, accepted one of her very own, was excited to receive it as her family was very poor. As she walked home that day, a neighbor saw Jamie looking through the pages of that testament. He stopped her and asked, he said, Jamie, do you know what you're reading? Do you know what a testament is all about? She said, no. Well, what would you like to know? The neighbor asked. And the neighbor says, do you know that you're lost? You know the Bible tells you we're lost sinners. She said, no, I didn't know that. So he explained to her how the payment for sin is death. And he covered Romans 6:23 and how the gift of God was eternal life through Jesus Christ. And he explained how God loved her and gave his only son for her. So she chose to be certain by being saved that day. And she believed John 3:16. Later that afternoon, she went home. And she was all excited, and she gave her daddy the Bible. Said, Daddy, Daddy, you need to read this. This is good. So her daddy put it in his coat pocket. And the next day, He went to the mine. While he was at the mine, they had some events going on, and the mine blowed up. So the mine collapsed on them, and the townspeople all gathered together, and they went in to start digging them out, and they proceeded to dig out people, and they saved a few, and they saved a few, and a couple days later, they finally got to the back of the mine. When they got to the back of the mine, they found out there were seven people laying in a circle, and had a Bible laying between them. There was a little testament was laying between them. And there was a note in there from her daddy. It says, "Darling, this is to let you know that all seven of us accepted Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of the words of this little Gideon Bible you gave me, if we never see each other again, please know this, that I love you and I thank you for the gift you gave me, Jamie." We are commanded in Matthew 28:19-20, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that have been commanded you always, even to the end of the age." And the Bible also says in Luke 12:28, "Anyone to whom much is given, of him much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, they will demand more." We ask you to pray for the Gideons as they do the mission of spreading God's word through distributions and blitzes to the witnessing of people to the lost. Pray that the doors will be opened locally and around the world. Pray the Gideons whom walk through those doors will be prepared for the mission set before them. If you love our Lord and you know him as your personal Savior, excited about your Lord, enjoy witnessing to others, love handing out God's word, enjoy the fellowship of Christian brothers and sisters, you would be a great candidate to be a Gideon or Lady Auxiliary. All you need to do is be approved by your pastor. I thank you, Pastor, again for the opportunity to come and share God's word, a little bit about what the Gideons are doing around the world, and may God bless you and the church and God's people.